6 for 6 from the line for Chloe. And Megan Spence was 7 for 11.
Okay, now we have a chance to talk with the coaches of the Kings West Warriors and two of the standout players in this final game, claiming third place against Darrington. Girls are already going to state, but there was something special about this game. Was it difficult to get up for it the day after you won the trip to state?
I was excited. I was just happy to play again.
Yeah.
You seemed to get a lot of rhythm going last night. Rolled right through a tough, Darrington's always tough. And now you're going to state. You think you've learned a lot of things as the younger players in the team from the season and from this tournament that might help you in state?
Yeah, I think I've learned a lot. I've learned that, you know, if you keep making the same mistake over and over again, it's not going to do anything. You have to try something different. You can't keep doing that. You have to do something different and it'll work.
Well, now, Megan Spence with 15 points in the game, 18 for Kristen, and a heck of a lot of rebounds. Did I get it right, Coach, at 13? 18 for Chloe, excuse me. I call you Kristen there. We'll do an edit on that, I hope. That's helpful. So let's stay with that. 15 points for Megan Spence, and for Chloe, 18 points, and did I get it right, 13 rebounds in the game. Big job inside.
Yeah, we're just working on passing it around, and if you're open, then our teammates will pass it into you.
Okay, I know the coaches are here, but for young players getting ready to play at a varsity level, what's the most difficult thing to adapt in working as a young player and learning the system?
Well, I didn't think it was that hard because we had kind of like mentors, but it is kind of hard transitioning from like junior high ball where it's really kind of slower than high school and having players that are just as good as you out there.
Yeah, well, speed of play is always a thing as you move up to the levels. Good luck at state, girls. Thanks for visiting us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Spencer, Megan Spencer and Chloe
Mosley.
Thank you. So let's turn to the coaches, guys. You've been shepherding this team all along, and even the kids say they've talked to players or students, and they all know that you lost 7 starters or 7 strong players last year. No one expected them to go anywhere. Obviously, you come in with a winning record and managed to go to state in third place seeding coming out of Tri-Districts. That's an incredible accomplishment. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we saw some things this summer that we were hopeful that this would happen. But you never know until the season starts, and a couple of our kids grew up faster than we thought. And it just made a significant difference. I mean,
that's the key.
Our youngsters aren't young anymore.
It's not just your starter in Megan Spence. You had a guard come off, Keisha Niles, who just shows a lot of basketball sense. And you got to kind of feel a little tickled inside as a coach when things are...
She's our most improved player this year, absolutely. She's come light years from where she started this summer.
Anything you coaches do with the seniors or juniors to help them kind of establish a rhythm and get these young kids involved and up to speed quicker?
We started a deal we call Power Partners, which is a direct mentorship program where we match an upperclassman with a younger student. And they're supposed to mentor the younger kids with regard to game preparation, staying healthy, listening to the coaches, what the coaches mean in kid speak, we'll call it, as opposed to coach speak, what it means when a coach barks at them, what it truly means. Does it mean that the coach is mad at you? No, not at all. What it means is that... they're trying to teach it, trying to direct it, and we're looking out for the well-being of the team.
Well, you run a very demanding system. It's pressure defense, you're adapting and changing throughout, but also the offense has to be run in order for it to be successful. You got to believe in it, and the players have to believe it. Was it difficult to get these guys on the page?
No, they are willing to believe in a system, and there's no fight on that. They'll do it. They buy into it. They've seen it work. I mean, they've had, when you start having success with systems, they will stay bought in.
The boys and girls, along with support each other, learn from each other. You got two good programs at Kings West.
We interface on a regular basis. The boys came down and watched us play yesterday when we clinched our opportunity to go to state. A couple of the boys thanked Coach Kirkhoff for getting the girls to state so that we can go have that experience. First time in school history where both teams have gotten to go in the same year. That's pretty exciting stuff.
They might learn from you after all. This is the third year in a row the girls have gone to state.
That's right.
Any new things that you remember having to adapt to going to state as a coach?
I think one of the things I would like to have heard Megan Spence say when asked, what have you learned about the transition from junior high, is that you can't take plays off. You can't take any time off. I mean, when you're playing against good teams with good players, you got to be ready to step up the whole time. And occasionally we have to pull her and reiterate that. We've got to remind her that, hey, you're playing high school ball now. You're playing in the playoffs. This is tri-district. This is important. You got to pick it up.
Every mistake,
every...
And she does. Well, that's part of the learning process, and that's the beauty of sports. Let's take a moment and sort of look around the area, if you will. Nice article in the paper recently about Lorenzo Romar at University of Washington establishing a really good program, but also talking about how, in an unobtrusive way, his faith has made a big difference. And, of course, at Kings West, you might expect that to play a role and be a part of the story. Do you care to have any comments on your own program about how the school's philosophy and mission fits into the whole experience, not only in basketball, but at the school there for the kids?
It's definitely who we are. One of the things that we enjoy before every game, the players choose who's going to pray. And sometimes they volunteer. Sometimes they'll a senior will just say, it's your turn to pray. And we enjoy that before every game and after every game. This summer, it was reiterated in a summer camp that was pretty tough and strong. When one of the opposition players went down, our kids got in a huddle and prayed for. So there's some real strong faith there. And sometimes they'll bring tears to your eyes as to how they talk about it.
Several things are remarkable to me. Number one, that level of sportsmanship, which of course you love to see at any level of kids and youth or sports activities. But also, sometimes you're not playing against schools that might be oriented in that way. It's not an obvious, obtrusive thing, but yet it is evident and ever-present in your experience of watching and enjoying and supporting these kids. Of course, I'm just reflecting.
I would agree. Our Christianity is a filter through which everything we do is run.
Mm-hmm.
It started early, and it's testimony to the caliber and character of the kids, the parents. We are very fortunate as coaches that we don't have any parent issues, which I know is an issue for some people.
In sports throughout, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is, and we don't have those. We don't, you know, we can have a rational conversation with the kids, with the administration, with the parents, and come away with an understanding where everything works, and that's really nice.
So in kind of way of saying it works out really well, but doesn't mean you don't have problems to address.
Sure.
We're all human.
Yeah.
You've got a communication, and our people are willing to do that. Instead of letting something get buried and blown out of proportion, it's usually handled right within the moment, and it's over with. So.
Well, David and Brian, thanks for taking time. Congratulations again, and good luck at State.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And here's the Kings West coaches after the victory and winning third-place seating coming out of the Tri-Districts for the Kings West Warriors. We'll be back right now.